else's needs. You can't even talk to a man that's the same sex as me. I am to be your only male experience in any way, shape, form, or fashion, including friendship, for the rest of your life. Unless it's a relative.
And not all of them.
I love you. Everyone on earth is born special relationships, and although this is not so in heaven, the Holy Spirit knows how to bring a touch of heaven to your special relationships here. In the holy instant, the healing instant, no one is special, for your personal needs intrude on no one to make them seem different. Without the values from the past, you would see everyone as all the same, and without your values from the past, you see everyone as like yourself. So what keeps me from seeing you as being just like me, Bunny, is that my values from the past taught me that you are a woman and you have had different experiences from me and we are not the same. So my values from the past, that's what's making you different from me. So the Course says, without the values from the past, you'd see everybody all the same and like yourself. And not only that, you would not see any separation between yourself and them. Bunny, you know what's standing between us is I learned you were a separate woman and I'm a separate man in the past. But without that belief, there would be nothing to separate us. And I see you as just like me. So that means that when you're in a holy instant, when you're in a healing instant, you see in each relationship what it will be when you perceive only the present. So, okay, so I want to have a healing with Bunny. So what I'm going to do is I want to see in my relationship with you what I would see if I wasn't bringing my past into this moment. I want to see in you what I would see if I wasn't bringing my judgments and my learning and my education and my childhood and my race and my conditioning into this moment. I want to see what I would see if I wasn't judging you. That's the goal that makes this moment a healing moment. I'm mad at you. I want to see what I would see if I wasn't mad at you. I want to see what I would see in my father if I wasn't holding this grievance against him. I want to see what I would see in my mother if I wasn't holding this thought about her. I want to see what I'd see if I wasn't still having my racial thoughts. I want to see what I would see if I wasn't still having my lack thoughts. I want to see what I would see. I want to see what I would see if I was really seeing you in this moment with me right now. That's the healing thought. That's the holy instant. Because I'm already seeing what I would see if I brought the past and future into this instant. That's what we're looking at right now. This is what you would see if you see the way you see. This is what you would see if you see the way you see. You're seeing what you see because it's the way you see. So what you want to do is say, what would I see if I wasn't seeing with the way I see? That's what I want to see. Okay? It's a healing thought. Then it says, God knows you now. Love knows you now. Love remembers nothing. So if I love you, I don't remember anything. If I love you, I just know you exactly as the way you are right now. If I don't have to remember the way you were in this past moment because I'm so focused on the love that you are right now. I'm so focused on how cool you are right now. I don't remember the last moment. I love you. I'm so focused on who you are right now that I don't remember what you did last week. I love you. Now leave it open. Leave it open. Yeah. Wide as you can get it. If I see what Course is doing. It's teaching us the difference between real love and the phony kind. So that when someone offers you the phony kind, you will become conscious enough to turn it down. I don't care how they look. I don't care what they are wearing. I don't care how much money they got. I don't care what kind of social status they got. You will not accept a relationship where the person refuses to see you now. I might have done something crazy last week, but am I doing it now? I might have cursed somebody out last week, but am I cursing anybody out now? Well, then you deal with me as if I'm not cursing anybody out now. You deal with me the way I'm treating you now. Let's look. Okay? Then it says, the holy instant reflects God's knowing by bringing all perception out of the past. So whenever you bring your perception out of the past, you remove the frame of reference you have built by which to judge your brothers. In other words, only your past frame of reference is gone. The Holy Spirit substitutes the Holy Spirit's frame of reference for your old frame of reference. And love's frame of reference is simply God, love. Love's frame of reference is love. I love you. My frame of reference in dealing with you is I'm going to deal with you from the frame of reference that I love you. I offer you my perfect faith in you. The Holy Spirit's timelessness lies only in the frame of reference of love right here. Everything that Jesus is telling us right now, we can do it right now. We don't have to analyze it. We don't have to figure out if it's true. We can just do it and find out if it's true. Okay. For instance, Bonnie, if I love you and I've made up my mind and I decided I'm going to love you and I'm going to let the love come through me for you and I'm not going to let anything stop me from loving you, well then I am now experiencing eternity, because eternity is nothing but a state where nothing changes because it's permanent and you can depend on it all the time. So I want a love I can depend on all the time. And if you're giving me a love I can depend on all the time, we are experiencing eternity together now. I used to spend more time figuring out why people didn't deserve my love than I did trying to remember what would bring love to me all the time. Because I was looking for justifications not to love. And I can't look for justifications not to love without using my past reference point, which the book just said, if you use your past reference point, you will be unable to experience the love that's available right now because you won't be looking at it. He says, for in the holy instant, and here's a classic definition of holy instant, free of the past. So you and I are having a healing moment when you and I are dealing with each other in love without using our past reference points and just dealing with each other the way we are treating each other right now. He said, when you do that, you will see that love is in you when you're in an instant, not judging yourself from the past, then you'll see that love is in you. Because love is in you, so you have no need to look without. Right. And snatch love guiltily where you thought it was. So the Course says what we do is we go out looking outside of ourselves for love, and then we snatch it guiltily wherever we think we can find it. Do you want to go out with me? I'll say it again. If if you and me were to love each other and appreciate each other right now without any reference to each other's past, we wouldn't see any need to try to go out and guiltily snatch love from where we think it is. And the reason he says guiltily snatch it is because we use guilt to try to keep the person giving us their love. I said, when it says snatch the love guiltily, it means that I'm going to try to hold on to your love by making you feel too guilty to ever leave me or not love me. So I snatch love. First I'm on the hunt for it, then I snatch it, and I use guilt to keep it.
If you leave me, I'll kill myself.
Thank you. If you really love me, blah, 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 blah.